Make You Sweat, Make You Groove, written by Dancing with the Fae, and read by Jitania. Summary. Yennefer has a new toy that she has been wanting to try out on Yaskir. Yaskir was the kind of man who could make himself comfortable anywhere. Currently, in Yennefer's home in Vengerberg, he was lounging in her bed in just a chemise. Buried under the covers, he seemed perfectly happy to take a nap. She wasn't sure why she put up with him. Actually, there were a few things he did with his tongue when he got here that told her exactly why she put up with him. But she hadn't called him here on a social visit. She had plans. Keeping a few select connections with other mages had some perks. Sometimes those connections can result in interesting things. Things like specially enchanted sex toys designed for mutual pleasure. When she opened the package this morning to find a large dildo and harness, with a note detailing an enchantment to allow the wearer to feel everything as though it were real, she knew exactly who she wanted to try it out on. When all of this, whatever they were doing, started, she'd made a proposition to him. At the time, he'd been all for it. Now she wanted to put him to the test. She closed the drawer and walked towards the bed, feigning innocence. Yaskir hadn't noticed her coming. He was too busy burying himself in her bedsheets. He rolled onto his side, taking the bedsheets with him. The movement revealed the tops of his thighs and curve of his ass, just visible under the chemise. Her eyes lingered as she approached. She stopped at the side of the bed and dropped the toy down beside him. It landed on the bed with an audible thud. Yaskir's eyes flew open, and he immediately zoned in on what had disturbed his rest. He sat up and grabbed the toy from the base. His fingers barely touched around it. He looked at it, and then at Yennefer, with a bewildered expression. "What is this?" he asked, picking up the toy. He wrapped his hand around the base, his fingers barely touching. "It's a cock," she said simply. "No, yes, I know that," he huffed. "I mean, why are you throwing this at me?" Yennefer stood with her back straight, arms folded in front of her chest. "I seem to remember you once telling me you could ride a cock better than any whore." She tilted her chin up as she spoke. "And I seem to remember that conversation involving quite a lot of wine," he retorted. He held it in both hands, examining it with what looked to be a mixture of confusion and curiosity. "It's the newest addition to my collection. It can be enchanted so that the wearer can feel everything as though it was part of themselves," she continued, observing the blush creep across his cheeks as she caught his eye. "And I've been eager to try it out." Yaskir eyed the toy again, this time more critically.
"Is this a challenge?" he asked with an arch of his brow.
"If you want it to be." He handed it back to her and smiled suggestively.
"You're on."
Abruptly, she turned on her heel and headed towards her dresser, rummaging around in the drawers until she found what she was looking for. She held up a vial of oil for Yaskir to see, then tossed it towards him. "Why don't you get yourself ready for me? I'll be back in a moment." And she left the room before he could utter a reply. She admired herself in the mirror. The black lace corset hugged her body perfectly. It pushed her cleavage up and barely covered her breasts. Her nipples were still visible under the sheer material. She wore a matching lace thong that showed off the curve of her ass. She knew Yaskir was particularly fond of it. The front of the thong was mostly covered by the belt of her strap. In the moment, it felt like an extension of herself. Her reflection in the mirror matched her thoughts. Yaskir would lose his mind when he saw this, she thought. Sometimes, when she wore things like this, she'd finish the look with long silk gloves and be the very image of decadence. But right now, she wanted to feel the barred skin under her hands, burning hot. Wanted to feel it when she dug her fingers into his hips as he rode her. She whispered the incantation towards the strap, feeling her chaos flow into it. She wrapped her hand around it and gave it a few experimental strokes, watching herself in the mirror as she did so. Yes, The spell worked perfectly. Pleasure shot through her with each stroke. She walked back into the bedroom to find Yaskia lying naked on the bed. He had done exactly as she had asked. He lay on his back, legs spread apart with three fingers working in and out of himself. When he caught sight of Yennefer, his jaw dropped. Brilliant blue eyes, hazy with lust, roved over her body before landing on the strap. She drank in the attention, flipping her hair and acting nonchalant as she strode over. She turned to give him a side view. His eyes widened as he took her all in. She stroked the toy languidly. "See something you like?" she teased. The bard's mouth opened and closed a few times, but he couldn't find the words to reply. "Have I rendered the famous bard speechless?" She sauntered over to him and stood above him. Yaskia's lips parted slightly, ready to offer his mouth if she asked for it. She was tempted. A part of her wanted to see what other skills the bard had yet to show her. But she was too impatient. "Next time," she silently promised. "Let's see how you've been getting on, then." She made her way to the foot of the bed and crawled up between the bard's legs. She grabbed the vial and then replaced Yaskia's fingers with two of her own. There was little resistance as she pushed in. She thrust them in and out slowly a few times. "You have been busy, haven't you?" she smirked. Two quickly became three. She didn't want to waste any more time. She lay on her back beside him and practically dragged him on top of her. He got the picture quickly and straddled her waist. He hovered above her, hesitant. "You're not going to crush me." "Oh, no, it's just... it's been a while since I've done this, is all," he laughed nervously. "Worried about the state of your knees, old man?" Yaskia gaped at her. "You must have decades on me, at least. Then by all means, show me all of that youthful vigor." She smirked and emphasized her words with a slap on his arse, causing him to yelp. He reached behind himself, wrapping his hand around the toy and guided it towards his hole. He was tight around her, and she had to resist fucking up into him. When the head popped in, he paused. She stroked up his thighs and hips. "You all right?" "Yeah," he panted. "It's just a lot." "Take your time," she reassured softly. After a moment, he sank down again. Both of them gasped when he bottomed out. He gave himself a moment to adjust, and then slowly, achingly slow, he rolled his hips. Her hands flew to his waist. She dug her fingers in as he picked up the pace. He lifted himself off until just the tip remained and then slammed back down. They moaned in unison. He repeated the motion, finding his rhythm until they were both lost in the throes of pleasure. The bed frame creaked beneath her, but Yennefer didn't care. He felt tight and hot around her and, oh yes, they were doing this again. Yaskia moaned openly, unashamed in his pleasure. He ran his hands along the lace, praising the material, her, telling her just how good she looked before leaning back and finding the angle that made his breath hitch. She had to admit that the bard had been right. He knew exactly what he was doing, and he knew he looked good doing it. She watched his muscles work as he rolled his hips seductively. The blush was back across his cheeks and his hair was damp with sweat, cock drooling pre-cum onto her lace. She found she didn't mind. It only turned her on. She wanted him to take everything she had strived to make perfect and make a mess of it. She wanted him to ruin her. He waltzes into your life like a storm and leaves nothing untouched, and she couldn't get enough of it. She had to have him. She had to take him. "Fuck, you are right," she said through gritted teeth. "But I need to fuck you now." The bard paused his motions and looked down at her with a cheeky grin across his face.
"Does this mean I win?" he teased.
"Yes, yes, you win," she answered hastily. "Now get on your back so I can fuck you properly." Yaskia scrambled to obey, pulling off her and rolling onto the bed beside her. She was on him immediately, pushing into him in one smooth glide. She bent down to give him a hot, filthy kiss. One hand instantly tangled itself into her hair as another ran along her back.
She pulled her hips back to then thrust back in. Yaskia gasped into her mouth. She rested on her elbows to look down at him. Lips kiss-bruised, eyes blown wide. He was looking up at her as if she was a gift from the gods themselves. When she was through with him, he'll believe that to be true. She leaned back, wrapping his legs around her waist. She rolled her hips experimentally, searching for the spot that would make the bard sing. She knew she had it when he arched his back, a filthy moan escaping his lips. She aimed for the same spot a few more times, more confidently this time. Yaskia's hands flew up to grip at the pillow.
"You've done this before," he laughed breathlessly.
"If you can make quips like that, then I'm clearly not fucking you hard enough." She hooked her hands under his knees and pushed forward, practically folding him in half. Yaskia's babbling devolved into wordless moans of pleasure as she thrust into him relentlessly. She watched his eyes roll back and his mouth drop open as she struck his prostate over and over. His hands moved from the pillow to the headboard, giving him leverage to push back to meet her thrusts. He felt so good around her, and he took her so easily. She was close. She could feel it building.
"Can you come like this?" she panted.
Yaskia whimpered and gave a frantic nod in reply. She maintained her brutal pace, desperate to watch him come undone. It didn't take long. A few well-aimed thrusts, and he cried out, arching his back as he came over his stomach and his chest. He clenched tight around her, and it sent her over the edge too, her orgasm crashing over her just moments after his. She gently pulled out and then rolled onto the bed next to him. They both lay there, catching their breath. Eventually, she got up to unbuckle the strap. It hit the floor and she stepped out of it, leaving it there to deal with later. She grabbed a cloth and wiped them both down before coaxing the bard under the covers. He lay on his side, wrapping his arms around her and pulling her close to him. It was a while before either of them spoke.
"So," he drawled, "you said something about a collection?"
Yennefer battered at his chest.
"You're terrible." "That's what you like about me, though."
She raised herself on her elbow and looked down at him.
"I don't like you. You're loud and annoying and have an ego the size of the moon."
"Yeah, well," he floundered.
"You're cynical and mean."
"I'm mean?" She moved so that she was hovering above him, looking him straight in the eye.
"Yes, you're always mean to me."
She hummed, pretending to ponder on it for a moment.
"You deserve it," she said decisively, and lay down with her head on his chest. "Sometimes," Yaskia conceded.
She lay back down and rolled to her other side, facing away from the bard, but she didn't push him away when he came up behind her. He traced faint lines along her arm, sighing contently.
"Am I allowed to nap now?" he whispered. "Yes, bard, you can have your nap now."
She expected him to move away, but he didn't. Instead, he pulled her in close, throwing his arm around her waist. She listened to his breathing even out. His arm became heavy on her, but she didn't mind. She closed her eyes and settled into the bed. Her last thoughts before she slipped into sleep were spent wondering just when this fool of a bard became such an important part of her life. The End.